This is a summary of Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine for the week ending 9 November 2005. Israeli occupation forces launch more attacks on Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. Here is a summary. 18 Palestinians, including 5 children, were killed by Israeli occupation forces. 9 of the victims were extrajudicially executed by Israeli occupation forces in the northern Gaza Strip. 58 Palestinian civilians, including 5 children, were wounded by Israeli occupation forces. Israeli occupation forces launched 21 aerial attacks on civilian targets in the Gaza Strip. Israeli occupation forces conducted 63 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. Homes were raided, and 108 Palestinian civilians, including 10 children, were arrested by Israeli occupation forces. 10 homes were transformed into military sites. Israeli occupation forces continue to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine, and they have closed all border crossings of the Gaza Strip. They have also expanded the Za'atara checkpoint to separate the north of the West Bank from other areas, and they have arrested 16 Palestinian civilians, including 2 children, at various checkpoints in the West Bank. Israeli occupation forces continued to construct the annexation or apartheid wall in the West Bank, and Israeli settlers have continued to attack Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine, including 3 children who were injured and 8 homes that were severely damaged. Details. Killings. During the reporting period, Israeli occupation forces murdered or assassinated 17 Palestinians, including 5 children in the West Bank. An 18th Palestinian died from wound he sustained last September. In addition, 58 Palestinian civilians, including 21 children, were wounded by the Israeli gunfire. In the Gaza Strip, Israeli occupation forces killed 11 Palestinians, 9 of the victims, including 5 civilian bystanders, 3 of whom were children, were in fact extrajudicially assassinated by the Israelis. A Palestinian gunman was killed in the northern Gaza Strip when the IOF fired an artillery shell at him. A Palestinian civilian died from a wound sustained by Israeli occupation forces last September. These extrajudicial executions followed a statement by Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon that he gave the Israeli military a green light to launch a wide-scale operation against the so-called Palestinian terrorism and to focus an offensive, including extrajudicial assassinations against Islamic Jihad. In the West Bank, a total of 7 Palestinians, including 2 children and 5 separate attacks, were killed or injured in Kabatia village near Jenin, Nablus al-Asawiya village near East Jerusalem. Shelling. During the reporting period, Israeli occupation forces carried out 24 aerial attacks on Palestinian targets in the Gaza Strip. They also carried out a series of mock air raids throughout the Gaza Strip, which continue to terrify Palestinian civilians, especially children, and damage property. Israeli occupation forces positioned at the border between the Gaza Strip and what is referred to as Israel fired artillery shells at Palestinian areas twice. Incursions. Israeli occupation forces conducted 63 military incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During these incursions, Israeli occupation forces raided homes and arrested 108 Palestinian civilians, including 10 children. Israeli occupation forces employed undercover units and trained dogs in these incursions and transformed 17 houses into military sites. Restrictions of movement. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a comprehensive siege in occupied Palestine in violation of civil, political, social, and the cultural rights of Palestinians. Annexation wall. Israeli occupation forces have continued to construct the annexation or apartheid wall inside the West Bank. During the reporting period, Israeli occupation forces issued a military order seizing 292 dunams of Palestinian land in the villages of Dura al-Zahariya and Arab al-Ramadan near Hebron for the purpose of construction of the section of the wall in the area. Israeli occupation forces also surveyed areas of Palestinian land in Kufr Taluth village southwest of Qalqilya for the same purpose. In addition, they imposed severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians on both sides of the wall. They prevented Palestinian farmers from reaching their agricultural land. Illegal settler attacks. Israeli settlers, in breach of international humanitarian law, continue to reside in occupied Palestine and have launched a series of attacks against Palestinian civilians and property. During the reporting period, Israeli settlers launched 7 attacks against Palestinian civilians and property in Hebron and Nablus. 5 Palestinian civilians, including 3 children and an old man, were injured. Israeli settlers also burnt an office of a lawyer, damaged 8 homes, and uprooted 40 olive trees. For a full report of these gross human rights violations, you can go to www.pchrgaza.org.